Paul, the servant of our Lord Jesus Christ, called to be an apostle, appointed to the gospel of God. A reading from the second epistle of our teacher, Paul, to the Corinthians. May his blessings be with us all, amen. For we do not preach ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your bondservants for Jesus' sake. For it is the God who commanded light to shine out of darkness, and who shone in our hearts to give light to the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellence of power may be of God and not of us. We are hard pressed on every side, yet not crushed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Struck down, but not destroyed. Always carrying about in the body, dying of the Lord Jesus Christ. That the life of Jesus may also be manifest in our body. For we who live are always delivered to death for Jesus' sake. That the life of Jesus may also be manifested in our mortal flesh. So then death is working in us, but life in you. And since we have the same spirit of faith, according to what is written, I believed, and therefore I spoke. We that we also believe, and therefore speak, knowing that he who raised us up, the Lord Jesus Christ, will also raise us up with Jesus, and will present us with you. For all things are for your sakes, that grace having spread through the many may cause thanksgiving to abound through the glory of God. Therefore we do not lose heart, even though our outward man is perishing, yet the inward man is being renewed day by day. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, is working for our far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. While we do not look at the things which are seen, but the things which are not seen, for the things which are seen are temporary, but the things which are not seen are eternal. For we know that if our earthly house, this tent, is destroyed, we have building from God, a house not made of hands, eternal in heavens. For in this we groan, earnestly desiring to be clothed in our habitation which is from heaven. If indeed, having been clothed, we shall not be found naked. For we who are in this tent groan, being burdened, not because we want to be enclosed, but further clothed, that mortality may be swallowed up by life. Now he who has prepared us for this very thing is God, who has given us the Spirit as a guarantee. So we are always confident, knowing while we are at home in the body, while we are absent from the Lord. For we walk by faith and not by sight. We are confident, yes, we well pleased rather to be absent from the body and be present with the Lord. Therefore we make it our aim, to whether present or absent, to be well pleasing to him. For we must all appeal before the judgment seat of Christ, that each one may receive the things done in the body according to what he has done, whether good or bad. Knowing therefore the terror of the Lord, we persuade men, but we are well known to God, I also trust, are well known in your consciences. The grace of God the Father be with you all, amen.